And now looking at what else has been making scientific headlines, here's Meera Senthilingam with this week's newsflash.
Having an active social life could help you lose fat. There are two forms of fat in the body, energy-storing white fat and energy-burning brown fat. And now Matthew Dewing and colleagues at Ohio State University have found that exposing mice to a challenging, socially interactive environment with more mice, more space and toys resulted in a much leaner population.
So when we looked at these animals and looked at fat, it was remarkably reduced. The total fat was reduced by that 50 to 70%. Fat changed from white fat to brown fat, making it resistant to obesity and giving it much greater long-term health as well.
A new biopolymer could increase the effectiveness of probiotic-friendly bacteria. Until now, the main challenge facing probiotic manufacturers has been getting enough bacteria to survive the acidic conditions of the stomach. But now, Iza Radetzky's team from the University of Wolverhampton have developed a polymer that acts as a protective coating.
It's a bacterial polymer. It's water-soluble, biodegradable and edible. We, for example, use uncoated and coated bacteria into simulated gastric juice. The ones which were not coated, after 2 hours, it was none left. But the ones which were coated with our polymer survive intact nearly 100%.
The increase in survival time will allow greater numbers of bacteria to make it through to the gut, where they do their work. A herb found in the mountains of the Pyrenees can live for up to 300 years without any signs of ageing. Johan Erlien from Stockholm University studied 260-year-old samples of the plant Borderia pyrenaica to get further insight into the role and importance of ageing in living organisms.
We could find no evidence of decreased performance with age, no evidence of senescence. Growth and reproduction were constant over age, and survival tend to increase with age. So actually performance improved with age. The important finding is that there is a lot of theoretical arguments if every organism have to senesce or whether selection can actually favor lack of senescence. And looking in different organisms will sort out why senescence sometimes is important and why it sometimes seems to be absent.
Sony have launched a personal 3D viewing headset as part of its increasing 3D technology range. The headset was launched at the IFA 2011 Consumer Electronics Show in Berlin this week, with the head-mounted display intended to give an immersive 3D experience. The futuristic headset, complete with headphones, uses two high-definition screens which feed separate videos to a viewer's eyes in order to create a 3D illusion. However, the gadget doesn't come cheap, with a current retail price of $785. And finally, NASA have released high-resolution images of the Apollo moon landings. NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter captured the sharpest images ever taken of the Apollo 12, 14 and 17 landings. Using low-altitude narrow-angle cameras, the images clearly show the movement of astronauts on the moon's surface, as well as the movements of the lunar rover, as NASA's Mark Robinson explained whilst looking over images of the landing of Apollo 17.
You can see very clearly both the astronaut tracks and the beautifully sharp and crisp parallel lines, which are the tracks of the lunar roving vehicle. And it's pretty neat because you know what the LRV looks like. You can, if you squint really hard, begin to resolve the seats and the fact that the wheels were left turned slightly to the left.
And you can see what Mark's discussing, as well as other images of the moon landings, online at our news pages at nakedscientists.com/news.